Okay, anyways, good evening, everybody. Let's start again. And here's Alan Ruttman. There we go. So it was Hashgacha that we went a little bit over time, Shmoozing.
Guys.
Okay, if you want to continue a few minutes after, I'm happy to do that as well. So we talked about, so just very briefly for the people who may not have been here last week, we started the new Mishnah on Lamed and Beis, which you can see in front of you on the screen, which was talking about a note and etim in Hasukkah. Element has samachla. So this sukkah, as Rashi noted, is not a sukkah of sukkahs that has separate issues that are associated with. And we were talking about two issues that the Gemara is going to raise about the possibility of taking wood from this sukkah and what is considered samachla, what is considered attached to it. Issue number one that we discussed was issue of stira. You're being soser an ohel, which is going to be something which is prohibited on Shabbos and Yontif. And the other issue that we were dealing with, which may not be an issue that we should even want to mention in the Mishnah if you ask someone like the Meiri, is issues of Muktzah. So very briefly, just to run through the Gemara so we can get our bearings. That's the Gemara. The Mishnah had said you can't take Kesim from the Sukkah, but you can take from what is close to it, from what is leaning on it, perhaps. So says the Gemara, well, if from the sukkah you can't take because there's stiras ohel, so why isn't there an issue of stiras ohel if something is also on it? Because meaning, says Rashi explains it's talking, the hava amina is that there's a thicker tzchach that you made here. That's what it means, samachla. So how can you do such a thing, right? So if you had a lot of extra things that were added to the schach, and that's considered samachla, how can you do this? Also stira sol, says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, my samach. What does samach mean? It doesn't mean you added schach to the top. Samach l'defanos. It means you leaned it up against the walls. Rav Ashi Amar, afilu tema v'shein samach l'defanos. Even you could say when it's not samach l'defanos. So how could it be samach to the schach yet mutter mitzad? The Indian of Stiras Ol, Kitanya hi be Isu Raisa. When did it say that? It says it be Isu Raisa. Isu Raisa, as we said last week, was these little sort of packages or sheaves of reeds that were put on top and they were not yet untied. Again, we could talk about a little bit back and forth that folks can deal with. What if it's untied and you didn't intend for it to be part of it? You put it up to dry and you didn't untie it. Okay, the main point is though, in the case where it was just put up, again, you just put it up there to dry for a little bit or whatever the case was, or you put it up there for storage and it was still tied up, then certainly to take something like that down, that's mina samachla, that's going to be mutter. Tani. Tani, Rabchia bar Yosef kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, which is in terms of just what's going on. It's not Tanya, which is a braisa of Rabchia bar Yosef, it's Tani Rechia Bar Yosef Kameder Rabbi Yochanan. Rechia Bar Yosef taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. A note of Eitzim Enasoka Elam Enasamachla. Tanakama says you can't take Eitzim Enasoka Elam Enasamachla, which is the Braisa. For Rabbi Shimon Matin, Rabbi Shimon says it's okay to be notel Eitzim Enasoka. Vishavin Besukas Hechag Bechag Sheasura, says the Gemara, and says this Braisa. And Rabbi Shimon and all the Tanakhama agree when it comes to a sukkah of sukkahs, and again, we said we're talking about Pesach or Shavuos or something because we're talking about Yontif and we're talking about a sukkah. Nevertheless, when it comes to a sukkah of sukkahs, that's going to be Aser, Vim Hisnalan, if you made it tonight, you're going to call a Fitna'o. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Matir, V'akasasar Hala. We have the same kasha really that we asked on the Gemara. What's going on here? How come Rabbi Shimon Matir that you're going to take down some part of this sukkah? You're going to be notel etzim in a sukkah. That's stira mamish. So the Rachman says, no. We're talking about a sukkah that already fell down. There's no stira so because it is already right. Here, askinan. And he says, so what's the machlokas? And the machlokas relating to muktzah. And Rabbi Shimon follows his sheet that the last lay muktzah, and we're talking about muktzah machmas iser, as we're going to see the Tanya. Mosar Hashem and Sheben Erisha Bikara. You have extra oil in your candle, in your little lamp there, in your plate that's, left over after the candle is extinguished. Aser. For Rabbi Shimon Matin, Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Okay, so as Rashi notes over here, there's a machlokes about Tanakama says, as since Ben Ashmashos, the candle is burning, you're unable to access any of the oil even after the candle burns. That Rishon Lezion says, go ahead. Don't blow out the candle, obviously, but you know, but you can use the oil after the fact. Says the Gemara, Midami. How can you compare these two cases? How can you say that Rishon Lezion will hold that there will be no muktzah by a sukkah no feles just because he holds that by a case of ner, there's no muktzah? Why? There's a fundamental difference. Hasam adam yoshivu mitzape masaticha venero. There, by the case of oil, a person knows, says Rashi, a person is aware that their nair is going to burn out soon. So they have in mind, you know, like, yeah, when it burns out, I should be able to use it. Acha over here, adam yoshivu mitzape masaitipal sukaso. What a person, it even goes up in his mind that the sukkah is going to collapse. Who's thinking of that? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, kacha b'stucha ru'uah askinan, demiet mol daite ilavein. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers, no. It's because the sukkah is already a little rickety, a little wobbly, and therefore the previous day is already thinking it might fall down. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, it is a fair comparison to Moser Hashem and Shibaner, that again, you're thinking about it a little bit, and therefore we're going to say that once the Isser preventing you from accessing this item is no longer there, according to Rav Shimon, you can go and access it, whereas according to Tanakama, migu tiskitzai, iskitzai. So, sorry, my wife is just telling me good news. Apparently we won some pizzas on some contest. Sounds good to me. Okay.
You can share it with us.
That's what the good news was. Apparently we won some pizzas. Oh, share the pizzas with you. It's true. We should send it out for an honor of the Beit Hashir next week. Sorry,
virtual,
sorry.
Virtual.
Doesn't have to be virtual. I think they're like frozen pizzas from King David or something like that. Anyways, let's go to the source tree now. So last week we talked about, we went a little bit more into Rashi, and we talked about a Rashi and the Meiri really very much follow the same vein, with one possible exception, in that they really emphasize the nature of stira and how it goes on in the sugya over here. Let me just open up the source sheet. I had open Word over here, so we'll use that for tonight. Okay, and we'll share the screen. Okay. Binyan ein notlins chachman asakas. We started, we had this very, very long meiri last week, so I left the whole thing on. For those who weren't here last week, just to have the most important line from the Meiri, we'll very briefly highlight it over here in this here. Right. So we say over here, we'll start a little bit higher up. Okay. This is, everybody see where we're starting over here. And this is the Miri just explaining the Mishnah, you know, this is the main point. It says, you have learned, based on what we said, as we said last week, it's not talking about Mukhoksal mitzvaso, because it's not talking about sukkis. Loba mukta machmas hasechadas, tere enome eitzim sheba, otzim sheba mukta. And he says it's nothing to do with mukta, because these are not eitzim that you put away for a long period of time. These are stam regular wood. But rehim lefanav, the chater, right in front of him in the chater. The inkan iser ella machmas tiras ohel beyom tov. The only iser that we're dealing with here is tiras ohel on yantif. Umeyata. And from now, ata mevin, you understand. Shalom naslak rishim rishnazu klal. Says, therefore, Rabbi Shimon is not even relevant to this Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon is only relevant when there is no question of stiras ayel. Then it's an issue of muktzah. Then Rabbi Shimon is cholik about migu disketzai. However, says the Meiri, kvar ra'isi mi shata'a b'zeh b'feverish Mishnah seinu, said, I've already seen someone mix this up, and they think that Rabbi Shimon would argue on a Mishnah, uvil bel devarav b'kach. And he's completely mixed up his words in this. Umikol habilbulin ata nishmar bekach. And if you want to be saved from all the confusion, kisham balal Hashem svaskal arth, only a couple of weeks removed. Rotzalomar sheteda says, what should you know? If you want to be saved from the babulin, what should you know? Sheteda shemiachar sheesh ba iser machmas atzmo. When something has an iser itself, in ra'i lavo bi isura machmas mukza. It's not fitting, it's not appropriate. You don't bring up an inyan of mukza when something's aser in and of itself. So he says, what's his example? And this is for the people who weren't here last week. Don't eat the chazer because it's mukta. This is ridiculous. It actually reminded me, I don't think I said this last week, but there's a famous general misconception that people call any malacha of Shabbos, they call it mukta. Right? Like someone picks up the phone, starts dialing a number on Shabbos, mukta, mukta. So the Miri is saying, it's true, the phone is mukta, but that's not what you say. You say, you know, you're doing a malacha. Maybe picking up the phone was not a good example because I'm not going to get into that. We're not going to start fighting over exactly what the status is. Anyways, nevertheless, again, if it comes out, like the Gemara says, that the sukkah falls down, then you're dealing with an issue of mukta. Okay, and then he gave us some background on Rabbi Shimon in general and talking about which shittas Rabbi Shimon paskin like, we don't paskin like, and where Rabbi Shimon agrees, where he doesn't agree. Azoy, 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 azoy. We'll pick up over here in the next paragraph, quick review, and then we'll go down to the to some of the big discussion. The truth is, the real discussion in the sukkah is a big machlokas balamar and Ramban and Lachamos, which hopefully we'll get to see. They're all dealing with the issue of Tanai, and when does Tanai work? When does Tanai work according to Rabbi Shimon? When does Tanai work according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because we said if you made a Tanai on sukkah as a chag, then it does work. So that's really where sort of a lot of the heavy stuff in the sukkah is. But we'll go briefly through this Meiri first, and then we'll get into a major sugya, which relates back to what we just read in the Meiri, which is what is the balance of emphasis on mukta versus the emphasis on stiras ayal. So says the Meiri, we're over here in this paragraph. She'ein chiluk bein sukkah ru'uah l'she'ein ru'uah ela bein she'aisa ru'uah bein ashmashos bein she'lo ha'isa ru'uah im nafla b'yom tuvasura machmas mukta. Okay, so that's a psak. Me'ata. Sarech she'tizchadesh lan yediyah bein yin zeh. I need to tell you the following. She'yesh tzad she'tizdarach tahavdil bein ru'uah l'vriyah. It says, what is the case in which there is a difference between ru'uah l'vriyah? V'hu im his namiyat vol she'im tifal she'yehane me'atzeha b'yom tov she'im ru'uah hitno mo'el. Says, and don't compare it to other mukta machmas iser. Ela kol mukta machmas iser, and this was the Meiri's big chiddush that we said last week. Right, so he says, in any case of mukta machmas iser, where you can't access something because it would be usher to do so, and again, that's going to go away sometime during Shabbos. So says the Meiri, there's a fundamental difference between the case of a rickety sukkah, which you think might fall down, and all these other cases. Why? And he says, "Vafilu haya iser mukta shibomi divrei sofrim." Even if it was just a derabanan, v'chein lo Rabbi Shimon shemoda v'karav ashoshes ein tanai moabo. Even though Rabbi Shimon,
a mukta is always a rabban.
Correct, but we're talking about mukta machmas iser deoraisa versus mukta machmas iser derabanan. So as we explained last week, which I didn't go into so much detail this week, there's a category of mukta, which this Mishnah is discussing, called mukta machmas iser. Mukta machmas iser means not that the item was something that I just was mesiach das from, like the Meiri brought up above, and really would have been good to go through the second paragraph in the Meiri, which is what he addresses, where he really fleshes this out. Rashi also has a tremendous emphasis on this. So that's regular mukta, like, oh, I wasn't thinking of using it now. What the Meiri calls mukta machmas hesach das. What our case is dealing with, the case of Mosar Hashem and the case of the sukkah, the case of the sukkah falling down, sukkah hanofeles, is that not pshat that I didn't intend to use that wood or I didn't intend to use that oil. Pshat is that oil is inaccessible to me. The only way I can get to oil is if I blow out the candle. Blowing out the candle is an isser. The only way that I can get my wood from the sukkah is if the sukkah falls down. Otherwise, it will be sais there. Right, so in each case, the reason why this object is mukta is because there is no clear pathway for me to be able to get it. Why? Because there is some iser. So the Meiri is saying whether that iser to get it is d'oraisa, or whether that iser to get it is d'rabbanan, it doesn't matter. The point is, so long as there is an iser to get to this object, it's going to be usser. And now he's talking about where the t'nai helps. So he's talking about the Tanai Lidas, it seems, Rabbi Yehuda. And again, this is something we're really going to have to get into in future weeks, but I'm only bringing it up to move over to another topic. So, right? And he says, for example, what would be an example of Muksa Machmas Isra Drabbanan? Well, if you asked Rabbi Shimon, right, famously, we spoke about last week, and it comes up very much important for this week's shiur, is the general issue, there's a famous machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about the topic of Malacha She'ina Tzricha Legufa. If you have a malacha which is not done for the purpose of the malacha, and again, there's different ways to define this. We're not here to learn sogi malacha shein tzarich legufa now, but the point is, if you're doing a malacha not for the stated purpose, then it's only an iser midrabana. Now, what is the stated purpose of extinguishing fire? What's the stated purpose in Bama Madlikin that we say? Mifneshu osa pecha. In order to create something that's, you know, some sort of coal or something that lights easier, to singe something, that's to blow something up. When you're singeing it, that's taka amalacha delraisa, according to Rishimon. But according to Rishimon, since he holds malacha she'en tzricha legufa, it's only a drabanan, so blowing out a candle for the sake of accessing the oil is only an iser drabanan. And if it's only an iser drabanan, maybe you're going to say, oh, so it's not really muktzah. The Miri says, no. We're very clear that even muktzah machmas iser drabanan is still muktzah. That's what the Miri is referring to. So he says, v'chein lo rishim shemot b'karav ashashis. Okay. Where, again, you may not be so mitzapeh. Ein t'nai mobo v'afal pishal dato in kibuya iser Torah, as we said, v'in tzarech l'gufa kibuya, v'kem l'chav, as we said. Okay, the Yirai Lihatam Bezo, he says, why is it that only by the case of Sukkah Re'ua do we say a Tanai helps? Shemeachar Shehaisa Re'ua Bein Hashmashos. The Sukkah Zu Eina Tzricha Lo LeMitzvah. So since this is a Sukkah, again, it's not a Sukkah Shal Mitzvah. It's a Sukkah of Shavuot, it's a Sukkah of Pesach. And it was already rickety. So Eino Rotze B'Kiyum, what we said last week. This was the part we really ended with, the push the Me'iri. V'chal Atzmo Nosen Udato Aleha L'Sos Rabi Adayim Ela Shiyom Tov Me'akvo. If it was up to him, he would tear down the Sukkah now. Oh no, it's just Yontif. Therefore, V'ein Tzorach Lomar Shudato Aleha Yim Tipal Shekal Atzmo Yim Tov Me'akvo. Says the whole purpose of it then basically is he's waiting for it to fall down. He would take it down himself as firewood. That's what he's thinking on Erev Yontif. It's just he doesn't have enough time to take it down. So that's why a Tanai helps here, because it's really very, very close. We talk about Tanai Moba. So now, this is really where we get into a lot of the more of the machlokas. I'm just going to read the beginning part, because I don't want to get too much into it, but this is really the big machlokas, again, that the Rishon we're going to talk about. Where Tanai helps, how Tanai helps. Let's introduce some of the... we'll read part of this paragraph to introduce some of the issues that come up and the other sugyas that come up. Now, B'Yishmin Farshim is Utam Acher. Other people explain this differently. B'Yishmin Stiras Ob Sukkah Re'ua. Why is Sukkah Re'ua, again, a case where Tanai is Mo'il, and a case, you know, where there's a difference in the Gemara, in the Halacha. V'Yishmin Stiras Ohel B'Sukkah Re'ua Ein Ba Yisr L'Dat Tam Elami Divrei Sofrim. And he says, because according to this other Shita, which he doesn't seem to agree with, we'll see more of his opinion in a little bit, is that a sukkah re'ua, if you destroy it, if you do steer on a sukkah re'ua, that's a downgraded stira. If you do steer on a full-fledged sukkah, you're dealing with a doraisa. But if you're doing steer on a sukkah, which is falling down anyways, it's already rickety, that's only an iser stira midrabanan. V'chol shehisne bakish nistalika iser nistalika muktzah shebo, and when you were masne on it. In such a case where it's derabanan, when the iser goes away, then the muktzah goes away as well. Ela shemakshim aleihem, but we ask on these people, sheim kein mait mahut sarich tnai. Tari kol davar shein bo iser elami divri sofrim, v'haya osu davar muktzah machmas osu iser nistalki iser mutzer, afla mishas over iser muktzah. V'ein sarich tnai, k'nosh amru, lemata bayis shehu malei pero. So basically, the question they ask on these people is, why should you even need a Tanai in that case? Because we do say, and the Mir is now going to bring a bunch of other cases, that even if there's no Tanai, if you only have an Isser Drabanan blocking you from accessing something, when the Isser is Nistalik, so too Nistalik HaMukta. So he says, what's an example? Moshe Ramlamata, Bayis Shumale Peros, what's a Lomar? She'adam Makta Osamidato Acher She'inu Yachol Ikanos L'Sham. Im Nifchas No Tel Mimakom HaPchas. He says in this case, again, there's a bias which is full of peros, and he's not able to enter this bias. And Yontif, we'll see that case when we get there. If there's an opening that's there, you can take from it. Why? Because again, there's no longer an issue. You don't have to destroy anything to get in. You don't have to open anything up to get in. Upir shua b'vayis banoi b'shuros shelavenim she'in be'ikir stiraso ela be'isr sofrim. And that's the way we explain the Gemara. Uch shenifkas, and when it gets, again, damaged and opened, upaka isuro, and therefore there's no more iser to access the fruit, paka moksa shibo belotnai. And he brings another case. Tevel muchan who eats al Shabbos yimav arvitik no metukan v'rashi lochlo hoel v'yisra afreshas lo haisel medivrei sofrim. Right? If someone was metaking tevel on Shabbos, even though they did an isra drabanan, since now there's no isra drabanan to access it, there's no tonight.
What's the isra in having a house full of paris? What can't you do?
Can't access it. You can't get into it without having to break a hole in it.
Oh, to break a hole. Okay, I didn't quite understand that. Yeah. Okay. I thought that was it.
So the Meiri brings this up. However, when I read this, you know, some part of me couldn't help but wonder last week, and then I saw this in more of the Mefarshim this week, which is as follows. We've been bringing up all sorts of klalim in Hilchos Shabbos. One klal we even mentioned last week was the big question of mikalkel. When you have a sukkah, let's say a sukkah that's standing in your field, and you go over to the sukkah and you pull out a piece of the wall or you pull out a piece of the schach. What did you do? You did stira. Now, is that a malacha d'oraisa or not? This, I don't know if someone asked me it last week, it's on my mind a little bit. I happened to look in a few different resources this week and I saw this is the big discussion in the Pnei Yoshua, and there's a very beautiful chiddush from the Chasam Sofer that deals with Rashi and deals with the Shita of the Meiri, which actually works out, not so much with the Meiri, but more with Rashi, which actually works out quite nicely, which is funny knowing the Pnei Yoshua's relationship with Rashi. So let's take a look at this Pnei Yoshua again. We're going to go further into this back and forth of when you need a Tanai, how a Tanai works, when a Tanai works, why a Tanai works. Does it work because it's Dirabanan, like these other people are saying, or does it work like the Meiri says, because it's so close, the guy wishes it was taken down. Nevertheless, we'll get back to that. You have my word. However, for now, the Pnei Yoshua.
Just to clarify, the Meiri doesn't hold that if it's a Doraisa that he can make a Tanai, right?
Correct. Only one case of Doraisa that you can make a Tanai, says the Meiri. Sukkah.
Okay.
And the question is why?
But that's not stira, right? If you take it from, is it still stira?
Yeah, according to the Meiri's first answer is absolutely it's stira. Why is it different from all other d'oraisas? He says because your whole sukkah is only fit for firewood. There's no sukkah's mitzvah. And you wish you could take it down, you just weren't able to before Yontif. That's the Meiri's teretz to the reason as to why Tanai works by sukkah ru'ua.
Okay.
Other people are saying, no, the reason why it works is because it's like every Dirabanan Tanai works. And Meiri says, well, what do you mean? Every Dirabanan works without a Tanai. So anyways, Lemaisa, that's the Meiri again. We'll get back to that. That the quotes, all the people he quotes, it must be, you know, the different he quotes. The Rive, I think he basically is quoting the other machlokas that we'll see, but we'll get to that in due time. This, I think, is more fundamental to opening the sukkah. So, says the Pnei Yoshua, jumping down over here to Pnei Yoshua. Gemara. Ein mevi'im eitzim min ha-sukkah ela min ha-samachla. Umakshe b'gemara, says the Pnei Yoshua. Maishna min ha-sukkah delo kasa sarahala. Min ha-samachla nami kasa sarahala. So the Pnei Yoshua first is medayik in the Gemara. He says the Gemara is walking around in circles over here. We go back to sharing the other screen. I have to just find it over here. All right. Take a look at later on. Look at the way the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shimon. Or if you look at this brisa down here that we had, what's the question on Rabbi Shimon? I'm highlighting it. What's the question in Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon's Hetter. Again, Rabbi Shimon says, you have, Tanakamo says, ain't no tomato in a sukkah. And Rabbi Shimon says, don't worry about it. What's the Gemara's caution, Rabbi Shimon?
He's being so there.
Look at the way the Gemara asks originally on the Tanakama of the Mishnah about Min HaSamachla. Says the Gemara, Maishna Min HaSukkah Delo Kasasa Rohala Min HaSamachla Nami Kasasa Rohala. The Gemara asks in a very roundabout way, says the Pnei Yoshua, getting back to his language now, and we'll switch back to the Pnei Yoshua screen. Says the Pnei Yoshua, Nirali delo matil akshuye bipshitas hakasasar ohala. Why doesn't the Gemara Taka just say, Mina samachla? Terrible, crazy. How could you say that? Why is it my shna from the first case, the second case? What's going on? Says the Pnei Yoshua Mishum de lechora in kan iser stira midoraisa. Says, because you know what? The pashtas is, it isn't stira midoraisa. Deha kol soser mikalkelhu. Velo mechayev ela besoser almanas libnos. Kedisa perik ba madlikin. Vihacha soser almanas shalom libnos hu. Says, when you're doing soser here, it's not soser almanas libnos. So you're not chayev midoraisa. Says, nevertheless, the Gemara asks on it because there's still an Isra Drabanan. This is in the regular case, not even talking about Sukkah Ru'ua. Regular case of Sukkah. So why don't we have a Havam and you should be Matar Rishum Simchas Yantif? The Gemara is clear on that now. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is going to want to explain. Vachinami Muchach Lekaman, Vidafasach, Tafilu Rabbi Meir. Right, even according to Meir, Damar Poches Lechatchila Venotel. That you can again make a hole and take your fruits out of the house, which is on the Meiri's case. Maksha b'gemara v'hakasasar ohala. The Gemara asks, "Aye, there's stira." Umukminan la ba'avira delivni dafka del shaychi ha'gavna shum stira d'oraisa. Okay, it's a case of exactly how you put on the bricks, and the bricks weren't really being supported by cement. So when you're taking it away, there's no stira d'oraisa. Therefore, v'havali tarti d'rabanan t'havinami sosra manashalo livnos. And even in that case, the case of Soser Shalom and As Libnos, and again, Avira Delivni, and the fact that a Simchas Yontif, all three combined, that's enough trade Rabbanans plus a Simchas Yontif. Vafiloachi pligir of Meir Rabbanam, Ashenkin Hacha. But over here, Davi Oel Gomer Vishayich Isura de Oraisa, Hechad Havam and As Libnos, here, where it's actually possible to come to an Isra de Oraisa, if you would do it on As Libnos, Afilu Rabbi Meir Moda, even Rabbi Meir, who's a makel over there and says you can be poches and take out the peros, here he would be Moda since there's only one Durabanan and it's a Durabanan, which could easily be a case of Doraisa. And in that case, there's no Doraisa Shayach, period. No matter what you do, you can't do a Doraisa there because of the way that this building is built. But in our case, he says even Rabbi Meir would agree that everybody agrees over here that you're dealing with an Isser Stiram Durabanan, that you can't be Matu that Litzarach Yantif. Now, he says, however, I don't get why that is. He says, I know that it's true. I know that over here, we take it as a given. El dakati kashali. Dehachanami havi tarti midrabana lama deprovot nulach shen tzricha legufa. Says, because we also have the additional drabana malach shen tzricha legufa, like we explained earlier. As I said, this Meiri comes back to be important on a number of levels. Number one, you have an isser, you have a leniency, a drabana of mekalkel, that you're being destructive. Number two, you can add on malach shen tzricha legufa. Now, if I remember correctly, there is achrona shereid as to which two drabbanans are allowed to be mitzdarish together, and sometimes two of them may be too similar, right? So being mekalkel and melach hashem tzricha legufa, I think there is discussion about it. I didn't have the chance to look it up, but nevertheless, this Pnei Yeshua is very clear that you could be mitzdarish them. It says vimkein dami legamrei lechofer guma vein tzarach alafra. Which is that classic case. Darmina le'el d'mishum simchas yantiv motzeh lechatchila k'mosh kasva tozus sham. Vayin sham achirushinu v'im kein hachanami d'chava se'i v'im kein yikal emir da'afilu rabbana da'asa lechatchila gavei v'yitz malei peros v'shum da'asam tzarech mi'al l'gufa l'stiro zu k'dei litol ha'peros. Says, and even the Rabbanan who will say by v'yitz malei peros that there you need the stiroid is l'gufa in order to take the peros. So again, why were the Rabbanan arguing on Rabbi Meir over there? Because they held, it's not trade Rabbanan over there. They held, it's only one Rabbanan. Why? Because if it's a house filled with peros, you need the stira in order to access the peros. So it's not, you know, I guess completely destructive in that sense. I'm completely lost a chance for Ligufa. Masha ain't kin hacha, but over here, ain't sarach aleitim, vavale legamre. And he says, but over here, it's an even bigger kasha. Why? Because over here, when you're destroying the sukkah, do you need to have an opening in the sukkah for any reason? No. You don't need to have an opening in the sukkah for any reason. So it says over there, at least they could come up with Svara to argue that you need the wall open. You need to destroy the wall so you can access the peros. But mitzad, the sukkah itself, there's absolutely no need to destroy it. So over here, the Rabbanan should be Mekel too. So basically, summary of the Pnei Yeshua so far is he's basically saying, in this case, you have a clear two Durabanans, Malach HaShin, Tzirich HaLegufa, and Mekalkel. And it's the Shoras Tzemchas Yantif, right? You need your Eitzim so you can stay warm inside. We were talking about the cold and freezing outside in Minyanim. And not only that, but he can't even find any Shitos which are going to support a Chumrah here. So, it says, V'ulai Yesh L'chalik. So he says, maybe you could say that's exactly the kasha of the Gemara. So again, going back to the Gemara for a moment, and we quickly switch screens back and forth and forth and back. So again, when he said, Maishna min asuka dela, why is it from asuka you can't? Dikasasar ohala, because you're being so sir, no, minasamachlanami kasasar ohala. Says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe you could answer that this first line of the Gemara is crucial for that very reason. It's saying, if you're going to say that there's stira in the first case, meaning a stira, which L'chol HaPachos says in Pnei Yeshua is at least one Durabanan. Why? Because the second Durabanan that we wanted to say, Malach HaShein Tzirich HaLegufa, this line is telling us that the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold of the heter of Malach HaShein Tzirich HaLegufa as a Durabanan. They hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds by Malach HaShein Tzirich HaLegufa that you're Chayiv. It's 100% Deoraisa. So the only Durabanan you're left with, says the Pnei Yeshua, is going to be the Durabanan of Mekalkel, and that's what the Gemara sets the stage for by saying, that's the concern with the first case. If it's a concern with the first case, then it should be a concern with the first case. In a Hanami, though, says the Pnei Yeshua, if the Gemara would not have had this first line and would not have been Midayik that the first case is an Isser of Stira, we could have said the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon, and in fact, there is no issue whatsoever of Stira here. Why would we Mutzal Tzara Simchas Yantif trade Durabanans and Simchas Yantif? Unbelievable. Back to the source sheet. Now he's going to repeat some of what I just said outside, but saying it right again. He could say that answer. Because you're still going to have a problem. Why? That should probably say Rabbi Shimon Matir. I noticed this typo earlier. They want to change it here because we copied out. I should say that on the brisa that the Gemara brings immediately following, or Rabbi Shimon is matir, the Gemara asks, "Hakasas or hala?" So remember how I showed you how the Pnei Yeshua contrasted those two questions, meaning when it came to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, we said, "How could you say that hakasas or hala?" Whereas at the beginning of the Gemara said Maishna. So the Mishnah is maybe you're going to say that the Teretz is that the Mishnah is exactly the right that's going like Rabbi Yehuda. However, to ask the Kasha of V'haka Sasar Wahala on Rabbi Shimon is an even bigger Peleh. First of all, you're not asking it Misad Mishnah anymore. But second of all, he's exactly the one who holds that Malach HaShein Tzirich HaLegufa is only a Durabana. So he says, my Kushya, the Omal Rabbi Shimon Mutter Lechatzil Rabbi Shimon Simchas Yantut, Tavli Trey Durabana. He ties it into the question of Mikalkel under certain circumstances in Malachos that are actually meant to be Mikalkel. Even Rabbi Shimon is Mechayev. He says, you can see it's a sugya in Shabbos. It's fascinating sugya. The two traditional cases that we say are Chovel and Mavir. When it comes to burning something, you don't say Bimikalkel exempts you. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So he says, basically, you can argue over here that we don't see Stira Amanas Livnos Bimikomo in the Mishkan per se. So therefore, it's possible that Rabbi Shimon would say that even the Mikalkel element of it, that's gone. And again, you're only going to have your one Durabanan, and that one Durabanan is going to be the Malach HaShein Tzirich HaLegufa element. V'imkein l'kule amalo havi alachadami Durabanan v'as yishapir tzveil odami l'vayis mali peros t'lekaman v'shame v'ariyos erezo shem yisparah. Okay. So basically, summary is, he asks this kasha that it could be up to two Durabanans, and Tzidra Bana Simchas Yantif should allow you to do it. So how is the Gemara asking Vichasasar Ohala? So he concludes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have only one Derabanan of Mikalkel, and according to Rishimon, you're going to have only one Derabanan of Melach Hashin Tzrich Legufa. Sorry? I thought someone said something. Okay. Anyways, but that's the Pnei Yeshua's conclusion. Anyways, but a fascinating take on something that, again, I don't remember if someone raised it last week or why exactly, but it was in my mind in terms of we're talking about all these Hilchos Shabbos, and we're saying, oh, in the case of, right, the Meiri brought up this idea that in the case of Sukkah Re'u, it's Derabanan. The question is, why is it not Derabanan altogether? And the answer is, it could very well be only Derabanan altogether. That's going to make problems for the Meiri, obviously, something we should solve. Anyways, there's more that the Pnei Yeshua has to say over here. We could see over here again. We'll see the next sections of the Pnei Yeshua because they're relevant to what we're going to go on. This beautiful Chasam Sofer who answers the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Essentially, the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua so far, we've got a few problems. Number one is that it's a bit of a kvetch in the different sugyas. He's telling you, you know, maybe it could be that according to Rishon will be only one Derabanan, but it's not 100% clear. And second of all, the fact that the whole Gemara is dealing with Derabanan doesn't seem to sound that way. Sham, I'm reviewing Rishon, my samach samach l'dfanos, Rabbi Menashe Mukila b'Yisurai. So v'lechor l'fizeh, right? Shana hatana mishnah she'ena tzricha. Dipshita disoser aser b'yantif. So he says, basically, if you're learning the Mishnah, Pashtis, there's a major, major kasha on this Mishnah. That is, the Mishnah tells you, don't do Soser. And being that we established the case of Samach Ludfanos, and being that we established the case of Samach in the Mishnah as something that's completely mutter, so again, no Chiddush in the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is to tell you, don't do Soser. The second case is to tell you, and if something's not attached to the building at all, it's not Soser. What kind of Chiddush is that in the Mishnah? This is what's going on. The way the Gemara is learning the Mishnah, there's zero Chiddush. First case is, don't do Soser. Second case is, you can do Soser when it's not Soser. What's going on? Well, the Mai Defrishis says, if Pnei Yehoshua, the Mishnah is beautiful. Ah. Well, my depreciates besamach, what I just explained to you, Asi Shapir. The Kamash Malana comes to you, the Alpha Gav, the Besuka Gufa, Lekas, the Rasor, Lemeli, Drabanan, Mehani, Tami, depreciates. Afilo Hachilo, Sharina, Mishim, Simchas, Yantiv, Lechatilo, Kedeprecious. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is because only a Drabanan. So, you could take from Sukkah Atzma. Comes along the Tana to tell you, no, it's an Issa Drabanan, we're not going to allow that because of Simchas Yantiv. So again, the Pnei Yeshua is reading the Gemara that's Derabanan. It's tremendously helpful in regards to this Prat. When you read the Pashtas of Rashi and the Meiri, it's really a Pella. What could be the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So, I mean, again, they could take different approaches. When we saw the beginning of the Meiri last time.
That's not a Chiddush for the Reish. There's not a Chiddush. So what's the Chiddush for the... Why is this, what's the Chiddush in the Sefer?
So you still don't have that, Echanami. But at the very least, in the Mishnah itself, you have it. Or, I was going to say, he definitely doesn't seem to be saying that. But let's see what he continues to say. Just wait. We're not done. V'od yesh lomar. De'ekar rebusa demasnisin da'afilu besukah nofeles ha'itzi masur mishum mukza I besukah bria ola shmi'ina da'afilu rishimon modeheh hashin odor mesapeh, etc. Says the other possibility could be a chiddush, which the Meiri was very opposed to, which we saw last time, of mukza. Meaning, if the sukkah taka falls down, what's the halacha about the eitzim? The halacha would be, it's still aser. That even a rishim would be motor there. Okay, this goes a little bit, again. He goes back, stiras ol, midra banan, midra raisa. He goes through it over here a little bit more. I think this is the important final comment, though, before we get to the chasam sofer. It says the Pnei Yehoshua, finally. And again, this is a nice part to read. If we had the time to read it, I would read it. And if someone wants to go back and read it, they'll see how, again, he fits in his chiddush to this. It's a beautiful piece of Pnei Yehoshua. I don't remember the Pnei Yehoshua ever having like such a long, lengthy, fitting in prat by prat, his mahalach to the sugya, where he really says it out like this. Usually just a quick thing that he says, and you know, you have to apply it yourself. But anyways, Mi Umilash and Rashi Besamach Nira Lehedja. Delo shayach ba'atzei sukkah shum mukta ella machmas stiras ol. He says, if you read the Pashas of Rashi, though, and as we said, the Meiri, it looks like the only iser is stiras ol. V'tzarech lomar, delo shayach kan muktzim levinyan, she'en kan binyan gamur ella ol aray. V'afilu hachi le'inyan iser stiras ol, havali legamri ka'ol gamur v'lo gami lekiles chasam v'char ol aray, de'yeshmen mutar lechatzil v'yeshmen patar ol asim v'darbanan, u'l'dati adayin tzarech yin. He says, basically, I know that Rashi holds that it's considered an ol legabe stiras ol, being midoraisa seems to be, he understands Rashi. And nevertheless, Rashi says there's no muktzah. Why? Because it's aray. So he's basically trying to figure out Rashi. He says, number one, Rashi's a little bit strange because le'inyan stira, Rashi says an ol gamur, and le'inyan mukta, Rashi's treating it like an ol aray. Number one question. Number two, again, I don't think he's comfortable with the idea that Rashi could be thinking of it as deoraisa. However, that's when we call in the Chasam Sofer. We call in the reserves. The Chasam Sofer asks a very basic question on Rashi. Said Rashi on the Mishnah, we didn't read this. Someone who wasn't here last week want to read this line in Rashi over here? Tell me what's wrong about Rashi.
I can't see it. That's a problem. Oh. Ain't nothing. It's a minute. Whoops.
And just make it bigger.
No. Ain't nothing in the Eitzim Sukkah. Going to Pesach about Seretz, Vyoshe B'Sukkah, Begano, or Pardos. Ain't nothing in the Eitzim in the Sukkah, Elamina, Samachlo.
Okay. What did Rashi tell us?
Then not take a thing. Going to Pesach about Seretz.
Right. So that's important because it's not on Sukkahs. Right. And what does he tell you? Where is your Sukkah?
In your garden or in your orchard,
and you can't take things from it.
Okay.
Says the Chasam Sofer. Ain notem in a etim in a sukkah go to Pesach. What says Yochum sukkah begin of Paris? Akan lashon Rashi. Udvarav nirim miyusarim veatu b'shuftani askinan sheyasek tanuro veyastir sukasa yasoy lihisanig began v'pardes. He says, first of all, number one, what's Rashi busy telling us where people hold their sukkahs? Who cares, number one? Number two, what kind of ridiculous people are going to take their fancy sukkah and throw it as firewood? This is where they're relaxing. The Yoser Hayarai Lefarish B'sukkah Zachag Show Medes Adayin B'Pesach Vatzeri says, if I was writing Rashi, you know what I would have said? I would have said the guy's lazy. Since sukkahs, he hasn't taken down his sukkah. And therefore, V'sukkah Yishana V'shalo Letzarech. And therefore that, he said, at least I could believe that people in that case, you know, might take the sukkah and use it as firewood. If it's there, it's still standing up from sukkahs. But to Rashi's saying, it's your fancy sukkah it's your gazebo, it's your whatever it is, and it's your tent in your backyard where you go to relax the whole year round. So number one, again, Dvar of Nirmi Usarim. Number two, what kind of crazy person would take their fancy sukkah and use it as firewood? Right? And he says, Val kol panim, it's a bit of a strong language, Hayalo l'Rashi lishtok mizeh ha'arech. Adkan Nirala News Dati. Zakta Chasam Sofer. Oh, that's not an Adkan, that's Alkane. Therefore, Nirala News Dati says the Chasam Sofer. Lefima Shehik Shepne Yehoshua. Based on what the Pnei Yehoshua asked above. Ha hava so sirshalomanas livnos vayim a kalkel, umishum simchas yantif tishtari ayin sham. He says, what about the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha? You have two Durabanan should be motor for Simchas Yantif. The Yeshlomer says the Chasam Sofer. Delefamen b'sukkah ha'asoy lehis'aneg b'tzel hastira hu tzorech binyan ba'atzmo. Says sometimes when you have your backyard sukkah that you're going in into your orchard and your gina, says the stira then can be a tzorech binyan. Why? Kigon. Sheschach shela ava biyoser. You did a really good job building this little sukkah. However, you put on too much schach. Or v'adfanos avin biyoser. You insulated the walls too much for the cold winter. Ve'ena avir nechnas la. And now it's Pesach, it's a warm Pesach, or it's Shavuos, it's getting towards the summer. And there's no airflow. right? Especially your COVID, you want airflow, right? You, sukkahs this year, I was waiting for people to build all their lubud sukkahs so all the air could get through. And therefore, says Chassam Sofer, what's going on? He's in his gina's paris, v'umitzdar machmas chom, v'tov lo litol mimenu, v'havalei kisoser b'dofen lasos chalono pesach dave bone b'lisafik. He says, so the reason he's taking away is not because of his firewood, per se, it's because he needs more airflow. He doesn't want to get COVID when he has guests in it, or because he wants the wind to blow in. He says, taking away a piece of the sukkah to make a doorway or to make a window, avada, that's bona deraisa, or stira deraisa, right? Ulekaman besukkah zachag bechag nami yishlomar ki aygavna, dehum uve biyoser miyashir amuve b'shulchan aruch, etc. V'yastir gufei binyan, that's for the later Gemara, that basically, again, if you have super thick schach, actually your sukkah can be puzzle. And therefore he says, stira gufei is binyan for this thing. So again, it's not pshat that it's stira al menas livnos, it's a stira which is a binyan, right? You're building by taking something away. He says, therefore, v'zeyesh lomar, divorein abinu l'shmasr, l'otavi sukkas mitzvah, shuvim yela, whatever. That's his, again, right? Basically, he says, look into it, ki hiktarti. Inami, he has another idea. Again, the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is achshavei to the sukkah, and therefore that makes it more of a doraisa. Interesting other teretz to the Pnei Yoshua's kasha, but the fact that he deals with this one little line in Rashi and he weaves out of it, a hochenish to say that that's why Rashi is so fascinated and focused on stiras ol and couldn't care less about mukza. And it's not a kasha for Rashi, and this was what was bothering the Pnei Yoshua at the end, like we said. This is exactly the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer to say that no, it is a case of stiras ol midoraisa. The stiras ol is because you're doing binyan by taking away these pieces.
But you could argue also that there are, like his bikasha was that here's a sukkah built for Tanig, why would you take it down for whatever reason?
Right.
To ruin your nice sukkah. I mean, there are many times in Jewish history where people had to, in times of famine or siege, where they had to, where people used, they took apart their furniture for firewood, right? The siege of Stalingrad, they used everything they could to burn even the most precious furniture. That's number one. Number two is you would think that in sukkahs, you wouldn't have a more heat-containing sukkah. You would have a lighter sukkah. It's usually
correct.
Warm. Right.
That's so exactly his point.
So he's saying that in Shavuos and Pesach, he's taking away from the sukkah because it's too hot inside the sukkah. Usually Shavuos and Pesach and Shavuos are, I think in Israel, are usually, sukkahs is usually cooler. So usually have lighter sukkahs. And they would, if anything, they would add maybe on Pesach especially.
No, but that's what he's saying. It's not the sukkah from Sukkot. So if it was the sukkah Yeshana from Sukkot, he said, I would understand it. But his whole chiddush is that this is the one that you built in your backyard. You called up, your friend to build you this fancy, fancy sukkah. And it's dafka and your ginar pardes. It's not your sukkah Yeshana.
I think there was a reason for this. I read an article on it, is that because it was basically harvest time, they would sit out in the sukkah to protect their crops, basically.
The Gemara. The Gemara.
Yeah. So
we're in sukkah talks about that. Yeah.
There'd be another reason for it.
Right. But I think the bottom line is that it was, again, something that I haven't seen in a while from the Pnei Yoshua. Again, I'm no expert on Pnei Yoshua. Obviously, very limited exposure, but the fact that he had this whole Kiddush, which Imamish ran through the whole sugya with, right? And, taka very hard to deal with, but the Chassam Sofer comes along and he says, you're bothered by Rashi, here's Rashi. Rashi is busy with your sukkah beginning of Pardes, and then in fact for him, that's why it's going to be a Doraisa, and that's why him and the Meiri are so fixated on this idea of, again, building.
Rather than Muktzah, right?
Correct, rather than Muktzah, where the Meiri says, what do you call a Chazer Muktzah? You don't call a Chazer Muktzah, why? It's Aser anyways. You see Rabbi Gufo. I think that that worked out very nicely, sort of to come full circle. Yiras Hashem, in the coming weeks, we'll explore more of, again, the major sugya that we see in the Rishonim over here. We'll get back to that last part in the Meiri, who fights, again, with this, as of now, unnamed Shita of the Yesh Mefarshim, that when something's Midrabanan, you can make a Tanai on it. If it's Mukta Mahwas Iser Midrabanan, so again, we'll get back to that, but it's a little bit of a smile in the sugya from this Pnei Yeshua and the
Shkoyach.
Good night.
Good night. Shkoyach. Are you going to record it?
I can put it up now if you want. Truth is, this was a good one. Maybe we'll put it up on YU Torah.
Why don't you put it on YU Torah?
Okay. We'll do that now. I mean, it has to convert first. Everyone's enjoying this last. If anybody's listening to it on YU Torah, I'm sure they're enjoying this last moment. Okay. Good night.
Go ahead.